transmitted by wireless, delivered to your room with the day's programme.
PC Podcast.
Again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 706, and we began with a rather old track, which I picked up at Jamendo many, many years ago. That was called Brigitte Bop. I can't remember which show I played that in, but it must be played quite a long time ago, because, as I say, it's from 2011, that particular track, from an album called En Orange Cerise, which I haven't translated, so I don't know what that means, but it was rather good, nice and loud, and gets us going. Let's move on to a different kind of music now. This is Fadhili Itulia on a track called Afarika. Yes, Afarika.
December, na nikirut, nikiruti, tutawana, tutawana.
Africa, mana, mama. Africa, mana, mama. Africa, mana, mama. Africa.
Mupenzi yangu, turuka ruka, turuka ruka. What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got
weird and wonderful. Two tracks for you, first of which was Fadhili Itulia, A track called Africa, came to me by StoryAmp. Don't know an awful lot about that. The StoryAmp folk don't tend to put an awful lot of information in the MP3 files. So it's not usually very difficult to work out much more about them than that. But I liked it. Very good indeed. And then we had Savage, S-A-V-E-J. And that comes from an album called Solstice Remixes. That was one of the remixes of the track Solstice. It was a visual remix. And I picked that up at Bandcamp, which you can get it at the moment. I think it came out either yesterday or the day before. Rather good it was too. So who do we have? Well, we have one person in the chat room today. We have one person listening, which is Vince, and he is the Secret Archives, the keeper of the archives, as it were, and he is still there listening, which is nice. I don't have as many listeners on the live stream as I used to. I think probably because it's summer and people have got, honestly, they've got better things to do than listen to me wittering on, and they can always listen to the podcast if they want to, of course. Right, let's have a bit of a mix. Let's begin with this. This came to me, I can't remember who it came to me by. It's from an album called One Hand to Hide the Sky, which is the title of the particular track. The artist is called Fountain Child. Let's get started. We'll be right back. And we had two tracks there. First, it was just Fountain Child, called One Hand to Hide the Sky, which came to me via Independency, as in India's Indian. Oh, God, whatever. And then next two was TMRW versus Skank with a track called Bando Weapon Volume 1, which comes to me by the Sonier Teruel label, which I presume is French. I'm guessing it is. I can't remember. That comes from a various artists of theirs, which had just come out. Various artists, STO and Friends. And I was going to put you straight into a drum and bassy track called Macrobzy by Pleiad. But I couldn't quite get the whole thing sorted out, and I got distracted. So just play it. Yeah. We'll be right back. Right, after that bit of a cook-up that we had, a track called by Pleiad, P-L-E-Y-A-D, and a track called Mrakobesi from MNMN, Monumental Records, which put that out on Net Label Day. There's still a few people releasing stuff from Net Label Day that I haven't quite got my hands on yet, but there's good stuff out there. Not as many as usual, but there you go, that's the way it is. Right, we've got a few more people listening in the chat room, which is always nice. So we've got Ilya from over in Hamburg. We've got Tamsin from Scotland. We've got Sue from... where are you from? Oh, I can't remember now. Somewhere up north. Hertfordshire, isn't it? Hertfordshire? I can't remember. Is it St Albans? Yes, it is. It's St Albans. Yes, right. We got quite a few people listening, so that's rather nice. But my keeps telling me that the YouTube stream isn't very good, so I hope it actually is decent quality for you. We shall have to just keep an eye on that. Right, let's move on. Completely different type of music now. This is Diane, is her name. This is from the La Souterraine record label, and it is called Les Chevaux Blancs.
can make a dishonest woman of you.
Would say yes, it was. That was interesting. That was a bit of a fairly free-form jazz, actually. By a guy called Sonny Monk from an album called Time Is Art, and that was part four or 429 as it's got on the title tracks. Yeah, sort of rather interesting. A bit more free-form than I was expecting, actually. That's what happens when sometimes you only listen to the first half of the track, not all of it. And then before that, we heard Diane, Les Chevaux Blancs from La Souterraine record label. Rather nice, from an all-pop record selection. And we just got Tom Hoyle just joined us. Hello, Tom. We've got sort of five or six people in the chat room now, which is rather nice. And I should have said that Sonny Monk track comes from the Green Note record label. Definitely worth checking them out. Right, something now from Inunct Music, Inunct, Inunct. This is an artist called Shoni, Shony, and a track called Legatuni Extern. two more tracks there for you, mixed in, and didn't mess it up this time. The first of which was by Shoni, S-H-O-N-Y, and that was called Legatura Externe on Inunct Music, which is, I think, an Italian label. And then after that we had Masuro Saito from his album called Way, and there was a track called Sora on Mimi Records, which I haven't played with Mimi for quite a long time. Sort of dub tech, stroke house, stroke, so whatever you feel like. Rather good, and very, very long. Hence me talking over the last few seconds of it, because I think it's gone on a bit now. Let's move on. This next track is from Tropical Twister Records, from an album called Temple. This is Orio Fornul on a track called Rose. Thank you. Two very nice, rather chilled tracks there. The last of which was by Igor Pomfonia, picked up with Jimendo. That's a track called If Not For You, dub. And then before that we heard Orio Fornul, a track called Rose, which came by Tropical Twister Records. And that's coming out from an album on Tropical Twister called Temple, which is definitely worth checking out. Now, I gather that Sue is finding this. Sue Orestian is online as well in the chat room, and she's listening, and she says she might get a bit too sleepy. So, wake up, Sue.
So, without further ado, let's flick the collective awakening switch.
Causing lively movements of the toes and activating the arches because it refreshes the parts other beers cannot reach.
Thank you.
So two more tracks to fear. We had the Gold Stars and a track called Purple Girlfriend, which I played in BCP 75, would you believe, way back in 2006. It was rather good. I rather enjoyed playing that. I haven't had anything on that for quite a long while. And then we had Guracci with a track called Tem Mistero, from Tropical Twister Records, from an album called Na Selva, also on Tropical Twister. And meanwhile, the various different discussions are going on in the chat room about Furbies. That was because of the noise we had before, the Collective Awakening Switch was a series of Furbies switching themselves on and making lots of noise. Not to be confused with furries, of course, as Vince has pointed out. Yes, these are the discussions that could go on in the chat room. Quite strange. Anyway, this is Pop Up, another old track. Goes back to BCP 255 from 2009, would you believe? The track is called Love Triangle.
Up sins with their back turned to the wall. Away from a picture of him, the other Siamese twin, with his jealous eyes, the sighs, the cry. We'll be right back.
You'll be pleased to know that the conversation in the chat room has now moved on to Tamagotchis, which were equally the work of the devil. That was Pop-Up, a track called Love Triangle, from an album of theirs called A Time and a Place. That goes back to 2008. I remember seeing them at the very early Great Escape from Glasgow. And then before that, did I mention that one? Yes, I did mention that one. Let's move on. We've got another track. This is Post-Human from an album called A Better Us. And this is the title track, A Better Us.
Thank you.
And yes, that was Posthuman and A Better Us. I just actually realised that track is about 13 minutes long, so I think that'll do for now. That was, I can't remember what I picked up actually, I think I might have just picked up Bandcamp. Rather good it was too. We've had some very interesting music here on today, very very relaxed for me. I haven't played anything too loud and too screamy, apart from the first track, which is yeah, I think, you know, some of you might have missed, some of you in the chat room might have missed, because I think it's always difficult to catch a show live when it first starts. But if you want to listen to the podcast, of course you can. And of course, if you are listening to the podcast later in the week, thank you for doing that. It's always nice, but it's always nice to have somebody to talk to you live when you're recording this sort of stuff. I'm whispering, aren't I? Anyway, I will leave you with one last track. It is an old favourite of mine called Keep Your Dreams by Lola Detronic, and I will hope you have enjoyed the show, and you'll be back next week for more of the same. Until then, I'll see you soon, folks.
Pete Kogel.
Oh, he's asleep. Finally. Those powerful lungs have fallen silent. You lay there with just the odd twitch or sniffle. And then, in this moment of bliss, you think, sweet dreams.